Catlian Street stretches along the waterfront just north of downtown Sitka. Today, it's a bustling commercial hub. Workers unload fish totes at the seafood processor, and cars whiz by on their way to the harbors. Dotted between the shops and restaurants are houses, some standing, others collapsed, that tell the story of this street's past.
Just this short little walk, there's multiple clan houses here.
Chuck Miller is walking down Catlian Street, pointing out sites that once served as cultural centers for Tlingit people, places where members of a clan gathered for meetings, ceremonies, and even wakes.
I remember there was a few here by this parking lot. The Whale House, Sea Lion House used to stand here. A few more Kagwantan houses right here.
Miller is the caretaker for the Kayashkahit, or Porch House, one of the few standing clan houses in Sitka. He inherited that responsibility in the 90s from his late maternal uncle. Under traditional law, that's how clan houses should be passed down. But under the Western legal system, properties often go to a spouse or children who aren't in the same clan. In other cases, multiple clan members are on the deed, making it hard to rebuild or demolish.
You have to have everybody's signature on it. So you can't demolish something without having everybody's permission. And sometimes people die, and then you can't track down the descendants, or they didn't have any. So that's the debacle we run into nowadays. That's the clash of the world. You have the Western world law, and you have our traditional law.
In the case of the Point House, a Kiksati clan house that fell out of clan ownership when it was transferred in a will, the house was eventually demolished. Jarek Hope Lang, a member of the Kiksati clan, worked with the legal owners to repatriate the land in 2022. He's been the caretaker since then, and now he's eager to tackle what he sees as a broader problem.
We see the collapsed houses. We see things falling into disrepair. So I wanted to shed light on what's happening next to me, too, because it's not just problematic to me. It's problematic for other people.
That's why he asked the National Trust for Historic Preservation to recognize Sitka's Indian Village as an endangered historic place. He worked with Sitka historian and adopted Kiksati clan member James Polson to submit the nomination.
This nomination, although it's about Sitka's Indian Village and clan houses, isn't situational to only Sitka, right? So broadly speaking, Klukwan, Haines, Angoon, all of them are having similar issues.
The National Trust recognizes 11 endangered historic places each year, prioritizing sites that highlight unique or underrepresented parts of American history. Sitka's Odessa Theater made the 1999 list. In a statement announcing Sitka Indian Village on the 2024 list, National Trust President Carol Quillen said she hopes broader recognition of the area's significance will encourage rehabilitation of clan houses and return to clan ownership. While the nomination doesn't come with funding, it does come with a lot of publicity. Hope Lang is hoping that attention will draw support for the neighborhood's preservation.
We don't know what the implications of this nomination will give us, but attention, and how do we utilize that attention now?
Figuring out what preservation looks like, though, will require creativity. Outside of tangled questions of ownership, Hope Lang says clan houses don't fit neatly into Western historic preservation systems like the National Park Service National Register of Historic Places.
The Secretary of Interior has standards for preservation, and they're often trying to preserve a section in time. But those standards don't really align with Indigenous standards. Clan houses can be rebuilt.
In this case, he says the actual structure of the house isn't the most important part.
It goes beyond just the structure of the building. Like we're saying, first of all, the land underneath is sacred. The Point House exists whether the building does or not.
And because most clan houses are privately owned, he says it's harder to get funding to maintain or rebuild them. Hope Lang says he's working to start a nonprofit to bypass those challenges and streamline ownership.
We're looking at legal structures of how to leave this plot in a way that is for more public-based use, not individual landowner. So sharing those mechanisms of success with other clans and other tribes, we're navigating Western constructs.
Those aren't problems that can be easily solved, but Hope Lang says the National Trust nomination is an important step.
Our history is worth saving. That part of town intrinsically valuable to us. We need to figure out a way to preserve it.
In the meantime, both Miller and Hope Lang are working to provide space that reflects what their clans need today. Miller often hosts events for other clans who don't have active clan houses, and he hopes one of his nephews will become the caretaker someday.
I'm very proud to take on the role of a caretaker, as I did. I did it out of respect and honor for my uncles, you know. And one of these days, hopefully, one of my nephews will take up that honor and you know, take the torch up and keep this house going. You know?
And Hope Lang is working with a Tlingit architect to design a 21st century clan house on the Point House site. He wants it to be a space that not only preserves history, but that allows the clan to thrive today.
We're trying to preserve this cultural lifestyle for perpetuity. So this is an opportunity to do so.
He hopes that with innovative thinking and collaboration, clan houses around the region can thrive as centers for Tlingit identity, ceremony, and tradition. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.